A lobbying group closely allied with the policies of Governor Andrew Cuomo has been in the news a lot in the past couple of days in articles raising questions about multi-million dollar donations to the group known as the Committee to Save New York and policies later advocated by the governor. The New York Times first reported that the gambling conglomerate Genting donated over $2 million to the committee just weeks before Cuomo made Genting's plan to build a casino and convention center in Queens the centerpiece of his State of the State plan. The Buffalo News reports that a major Buffalo business association in 2011 solicited nearly $1 million in bundled donations for the Committee to Save New York. Cuomo awarded Buffalo $1 billion in economic development grants in his State of the State, the only upstate city to receive the money. But under current rules, the committee does not have to publicly say who gave them donations to carry out a $12 million ad and other promotional campaign. The newspaper reports come as the recently formed State Ethics Commission is holding hearings on new rules to require greater disclosure from groups like the Committee to Save New York, as well as more conventional lobbyists. The New York Public Interest Research Group's Russ Haven plans to testify at the hearing. He says the use of groups like the Committee to Save New York, known as 501c4s, to advance political and public policy ideas isn't new. Healthcare organizations have used them, he says. But he says what's different about the Committee to Save New York is that instead of being against politicians' policies, it is now in lockstep with one of them.
Often it was groups joining forces to do battle with the governor. In this case, you have a consortium of business groups that have come together to align themselves closely with the governor's priorities and make a public push for them. So that is new.
The Wall Street Journal reports that even before Genting made the $2 million in donations to the Committee to Save New York, top company executives pitched their idea to Cuomo in a slide presentation at a private fundraiser held for the governor in Westchester County last October. Sue Lerner with Common Cause says the revelations contribute to an atmosphere of cynicism and skepticism and raise questions about whether a pay-to-play culture exists in New York.
What I think is disquieting is that this was a meeting that took place as a fundraiser. So it seems as if the price of getting the governor's ear is a campaign contribution. And ordinary New Yorkers don't have the price of admission.
Lerner, who also plans to speak at Thursday's Ethics Commission hearing, says full disclosure is necessary and as soon as possible.
The least we can do is have complete transparency. The public needs to know who is spending these huge amounts of money to try and influence public policy. And certainly when the public is the target of all of this advertising, they need to know absolutely who's writing the checks and who's speaking to them.
Haven with NYPERG believes, based on his study of the new law that sets up the Ethics Commission, that the public likely won't see details of any donations to the Committee to Save New York from 2011. He predicts the Ethics Commission will be limited to only requiring new donor information going forward, or at the most, donations that occurred in the current calendar year.
A reasonable interpretation certainly wouldn't be earlier than starting in January 2012.
Earlier this week, Governor Cuomo said talks between Genting and his administration over the Queens Convention Center had broken down, and he would now wait until expanded gambling is actually legalized in New York State and then take open bids to operate casinos and build convention centers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.